Hello, dear listeners. James here. Day one of Audio Mo, although I realise now it's actually gone midnight, I still think it counts because I haven't gone to bed yet. Is that the SM2M rule? I don't know. Anyway, I thought I'd do a what I was doing today boo. This evening was spent helping some family friends install a new Windows 8 PC. Rather neat little thing, very much on the model of the iMac, where the PC is actually behind the monitor. In fact, it's probably just a laptop without the keyboard. And it wasn't. I'm used to fairly quick machines, and it wasn't really anything special. You could hear the rattling of the tiny little hard drive as it was doing things. I've done a fair amount of Windows migrations in my time, and they can often take a long while to finish, not least because of the number of Windows updates, but more on that in a minute. The first issue when you get a new PC out of the packaging, although it's an absolute joy to set up, plugging in bits and pieces and the cables, there are fewer cables than there ever were before. The big issue is the amount of crapware that gets installed with it. I think, in some respects, either the manufacturer makes more profit through licensing these bits of McAfee and DVD writers and even online cloud backup software sort of trials. But either they can reduce the cost to the end user, which is great, or make more profit. It's difficult to tell which. Anyway, excuse me, first yawn of the boo. There will be more, I'm sure. I got rid of those. It took a while. In fact, there was even some educational software on there for some peculiar reason. These are middle-aged people, and with no children, they have no interest in educational software. So it was quite painstaking, but I got it done. The second one, and if I were to install this, if I was to do this regularly as a job, I would not make the mistake. And given that I'm fairly IT literate, I am kicking myself. Much as I found myself filling in a passport application for one of these agency sites, having clicked the top entry in the Google results, which turned out to be an advert, I did it again. I was trying to download Google Chrome, so I typed Google Chrome into Bing, and it, the top line said, you know, www.google.com/Chrome. So I clicked it, and it said installing, and also installing this other thing. What? What do you mean you're installing this other stuff as well? It was a sponsored link that actually did install Google Chrome, but put another load of absolute crap on the PC. It was probably half an hour to three quarters of an hour into the job. I hadn't transferred any personal data. I hadn't done any of that business at that stage. And I had to make the call as to whether to uninstall it all or just start from scratch with a completely new version of Windows. I thought, oh, no, to heck with it. I'll try and piece. For one thing, it gives me an idea of the scope of these things, because they can infect all kinds of things, from the search agent to the add-ons. Oh, goodness me, they get everywhere. And even after rebooting the machine, having uninstalled it, it came up saying, would you like to install this new... Oh, crumbs. So that's it, gone now. I've rebooted a few times, there's no sign of it. Touch something vaguely made out of wood. It's chipboard, that'll have to do. So yeah, then it was a case of copying the data across, and that's actually fairly straightforward. There are data migration tools you can get which do user profiles and the like, but you might as well just copy the My Documents folder, do a search for JPEGs, MP3s and the like, excuse me, and that'll copy the files across. I used a memory stick, got the job done fairly quickly. Installed Microsoft Office. Quite amusingly, I came home to do that because I'm a 10-minute walk from their house. I could download it on our 30-meg broadband in 10 minutes and then traipse back up the hill with it in the time it would have taken them an hour, because they've only got, like, I think they've got BT broadband and it's only 3 or 4 meg. But, I mean, it's fine for them, but it doesn't download a gig's worth of software very quickly. So that's what I did. And then the continuous loop followed after that of Windows updates. First there were 33, then there were 42. In fact, what I did is just before I came down to install to download Windows Office, Microsoft Office. I set it on an update cycle, and there were 42 updates to install. Came back, it had rebooted. Next time I rebooted, it said 33, and I'd installed a few bits and pieces after that. Got the data sorted. I had to install Windows Live Mail because Outlook Express doesn't exist anymore, which is a bit of an annoyance. And in fact, since I was installing Windows 8, this is another little bit of a nuisance. It doesn't have the option to have the start menu or go straight to the desktop. So, despite there being a mail program, it's only on the blocky front screen thing. There's no desktop mail software, so I had to install Windows Live Essentials, and that took a little while. But I've done that a few times. Could import the address book. They'd printed all the emails they'd needed to and had deleted them, which was and I'd not seen that before. I normally tend to export and import mailboxes, but at least they kept it tidy. It made less work for me to do. And then one more reboot later, 63 updates, and that was the point where it was heading towards midnight, and I thought I better go. And I've left it with them. Hopefully I had to tell them the instructions. When you boot up and choose your name to log in, click on the little rectangle that says desktop, and that'll take you onto the things you hopefully recognize. Fingers crossed, they'll be able to do at least email and web browsing and printing and the like. Otherwise, they could get terribly lost because Windows 8 is so much different. And I was hoping that it would have installed Windows 8.1 by the time I'd gone home, but not as yet. So there we go, a brief, if not brief enough, journey through the installation of Windows software. I imagine it's probably quite similar with a Mac, where you get a new Mac and the first thing you have to do is install all the updates because there are quite a few, and install maybe an antivirus, install iWork. It's definitely an evening's effort, and I quite enjoy it because it's communing with a computer. It's playing the longest and most tedious game of software installation chess it's possible to do. Sometimes there are curveballs thrown, but on the whole, if it all works, it's fine. Don't forget to back up your data, though. I'm going now. Have a good evening, and a good day, and a good week. Bye for now.